you've got to see this handsome new public elementary school located in New Orleans. We could easily walk to this inclusive building, as most children who live near the school do. In this neighborhood, the question of will you send your child to a public school isn't analogous to Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac. The neighborhood chooses to walk to school together. If you arrive early enough, you will see veteran teachers walk inside a little bit more efficiently than their eager 20-something counterparts, but they walk in together. You've got to see this school. Students arrive to a nutritious and tasty breakfast. The chef uses many of the fresh fruits and vegetables grown from the school's edible garden or those from local farms. The chef also prepares New Orleans-style beignets and coffee, and the aroma calls parents to purchase them from the student-run coffee shop. You've got to smell this school. If parents don't immediately go to work, many grab a seat in the school's small amphitheater to politely gossip over Java. However, on Friday morning, some parents stay to see the first grade's weekly recital. Last week, Ms. Thomas had her students perform A Pock Away by the Meters. You've got to hear this school. This public school isn't designed to build up poor children, and the picture of the Parent Association could not be lifted from a society page. Local history is honored, but its curriculum is built to not repeat the man-made disasters of the past. The school rests upon a rigorous liberal arts curriculum, and teaching and learning is documented and assessed with tools based on students' performances on real tasks. Many of its parents believe that students deserve to walk away from their liberal arts curriculum with concrete skills. So the neighborhood decided if there are two things every graduate from the school must have the foundation to do, they are to build a better song and a stronger levy. As a result, teachers place a musical and architectural instrument in the hands of every child. You've got to see this school. The school has an elected board, but that board doesn't run dozens of other schools in areas miles and miles away. The principal has the power to hire and fire their teachers, but site-based faculty leader agreements provide students and teachers security. You've got to vote for this school. Attendance is a priority. Every student in the neighborhood is accounted for. Truancy is enforced by social workers. Students attend year-round with short breaks for summer vacations, winter holidays, and carnival. No one is expelled. In this school, discipline does not translate into punishment. Your child has to attend this school. When the final bell rings, every child has a home to return to. Aftercare comes in the form of libraries, museums, after-school initiatives, as well as sports and arts programs. Thereafter, students have enough time to do homework, bond with their families, or play with their friends. Children close out the day with a good meal and a good night's rest. The children dream of the day to follow. If NOLA wants real growth, we should look not to test scores. We must work towards a vision of community. Thank you.